Thank you all for putting up with my experiment.
You're welcome.
No,
it was great.
No problem.
Welcome to WTF at TFW. My name is Vangelis, and I have a very, very solemn message for you all. It's in regards to something that has been tearing the fandom apart for the last 24 hours as of this recording. Drift Issue 2 has a point in it that I feel we did not adequately cover in the upcoming, or already released, Book Club number 4, and I feel I should make a statement now for the sake of the listenership and for the sake of all of you who are true, hot-blooded, real fans of Transformers. And that mistake is that in Drift Issue 2, I neglected to be aware of a very particular detail. It's a detail that I feel horrible about missing, and that detail is that Josh Perez is a sexpot. And the reason why he's a sexpot is because he put Earthworm Jim in page 4, panel 2, waiting for a train. And we didn't mention that, so I wanted to clear that up right now.
I don't know how he missed it.
I don't either. I saw it on Twitter, and he's like, guess who's there? And I was like, no! We recorded last night! So, love you, Josh! My name's Vangelis, and with me today is Aaron.
Yay.
And also here today is Lupus.
Hey, everybody.
And also here today is Omegas.
Hi, everybody.
Are we all ready to talk about ambulatory Transformers?
Yeah, as ready as we're going to be.
Better than podiatrist Transformers.
Oh, I cannot stand those. I don't mind the podiatrist Transformers, but the pediatrist Transformers? No, got no time for those. We're going to open up with a big topic. Basically, we got an image dump and an info dump via various means, websites, the Transformers Club magazine. We got to see really good shots and hear some really good info about the upcoming Generations and 2010 Mainline and Power Core offerings. And wow, is my immediate reaction. I believe this started with an image of the new Club magazine cover, which features, out of nowhere, Generations Wreck-Gar. The dude is Wreck-Gar, with a very kind of asymmetrical, hardcore, junkie-on vibe to him. He's not an 80s-looking Wreck-Gar. He's got asymmetrical legs, a wheel on his shoulder, and a giant axe. But then again, he also looks just like Wreck-Gar, down to the mustache. And he's got pegs on the bottom of his crotch that match up to two holes on the seat that's on one of his legs, so it looks like Wreck-Gar can ride himself. And with that, I just want to put a call out to every single one of you out there with 3D programs who know how to use Shapeways, and I know there are those of you out there who know how to use Shapeways, and you've been making alternate heads for toys. This is your twilight hour, people. Make us 1 million Junkion heads for Wreck-Gar. That is your mission for the next year. Yes,
I do have to say I'd probably end up buying... I'd troop build if that occurred.
It's like... All we need is we need some fan-made alternate heads and figure out what paints match the paints on that Wreck-Gar body and just paint the heads even. And,
yeah.
I mean, that's good enough. I am stoked. I'm stoked. I guess let's do a quick roundtable on Wreck-Gar because I think he's one of the real stars of this. Aaron, clearly you're into it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I like animated Wreck-Gar because of how that happened, but this Wreck-Gar as the motorcycle, as you know, seemingly a spitting image of the Wreck-Gar out of the movie Win.
Hell yeah!
just Win. Just
Omegas, are you going to troop build some Wreck-Gar? Are you going to buy one, or are you going to boycott him?
I'm only going to buy one, though. I will gladly have him riding whatever they eventually repaint or slash remold him into. And it'll have to be a remold, because that's one of the more characterful faces that I've ever seen.
Yeah, you know, right down to the mustache.
An animated toy.
Big old grin.
Yeah, it's an asymmetrical grin, too. I love that. You know, he's a little bit demented, which is perfect.
I'm so stoked.
Yeah. Wreck-Gar is actually one of the first toys I got as a kid.
Me too.
So this is a big deal for me to actually see this guy in a modern figure.
I think in a recent listener question, I revealed that he was my first Transformer.
Wow.
So I need several. I think I might actually start, even though I stopped a while ago after Dark Mount, I might need to go back on eBay and start looking around for Rekgar. Lupus, how do you feel about Rekgar?
I love him, and I'm going to call right now that his repaint will be called Detrius. Or Detritus.
Yeah. Is it okay? Is it Detritus or is it Detritus? I hear it's Detritus.
Detrius.
But it's Detritus. Depending on where you're from, I guess.
Yeah. Potato, potato.
Who cares? Pop, Coke, or soda?
I'm still going to call him Dead to Rights, though. Because remember when we had the e-hobby repaint of Hound that was going to be the Junkian?
Yeah.
We couldn't quite figure out what the translation of the name was, and we're like, oh, it's Dead to Rights. How awesome of a name is that? So if we get a repaint and it's another Junkian, that's what I'm going to call him.
It'll come with a little dog that he can send after his enemies, and it's going to be wonderful.
Dude, that'll be awesome. Yeah, I'm stoked for this, and I know a Junkian or Radicon that would be working on heads right now, if you knew about this. So
I can think of several.
Yes, but I know someone that's a local.
Okay, that's not fair. That is absolutely not fair. You're not allowed to have that. I'm sorry. I'm taking that away.
Aw. Take all my fun away, Evangelist.
We also got a bunch of official pictures of, everything. Generations Wave 4, 2010 Scouts Wave 4, Deluxe, a whole lot of Wave 4s, basically. Deluxe is Wave 4, Power Core Wave 4. Let's go one picture at a time. So the Generations Deluxes, War for Cybertron, Cliffjumper, Skullgrin, and Thunderwing. Something people might want to know about Thunderwing if you didn't follow our BotCon coverage is that little nub on the end of his nose cone where on the original toy, that was a small robot. That thing can detach, and it is meant to look like the small robot Thunderwing's alternate mode. And Hasbro did consider and test out having it turn into a smaller robot, and they could not get it to work under the deluxe budget, so they just left it as a nub and put that money into the rest of Thunderwing. And I gotta be honest, actually, his legs are skinnier than I would have liked, but I am so used to the monster beast Thunderwing that has perpetuated comic books so long that I think I might just be not used to what he actually looked like.
Those legs come from the issue of the fact that the Pretender shells and whatnot were one piece. So you made fat, stubby legs, because if you had skinny little legs, but you had to have them fused together, it would be freakish.
Exactly. So, you know, all things considered, he actually, I think, looks fine. It's just that my silhouette of Thunderwing in my head still is of a behemoth, and I'm adjusting back to him being actually just, he's a normal robot.
Well, look at how wide that chest is. That chest is huge.
Yeah, and I've heard some people theorizing about that chest and the hinge that's at the top, and like, oh, maybe he's going to be able to, you can stick something in there. But I'm like, yeah, but what?
his tiny legs.
I guess, yeah. Well, Aaron, Thunderwing, anything else about him that's catching your eye? Or I guess anything in these pictures, really. Like these three.
In that picture?
Yeah.
I think that Skullgren's head looked better at the Hasbro presentation.
We saw it from an angle at the Hasbro presentation.
I think that this may be a slightly different angle that's not as flattering, especially that face. I don't know if we're getting some light and shadow effects.
Yeah, well, I recall it's kind of weird, but it's slanted like a cow skull, and seeing it head on would rob it of that slant.
Right. I think it
looks
like
he wants to give you a hug. He's very happy in this picture.
Yeah, he looks very friendly, and as I remember, that Skullgrin wasn't a friendly looking head before, but
it's deceptive. And depends what angle you approach him from.
Yeah. You come face on, you're fine from the side. Oh no.
Nobody used to come at me from the side. I will give them my angry face. Hey, Cliffjumper, we finally get to see that head for real, even though we all saw it already.
Yeah. It's on my instructions. I kind of wish that maybe he had, like, a bigger gun, because I thought there was plenty of space in that area. You know, remold the head, a little bit of a remold of a bigger gun, because it's Cliffjumper. He's supposed to have, in fiction-wise anymore, he's supposed to be the big crazy gun guy, right?
Kind of, I guess, yeah, in comic books.
Yeah. We ever did read comic books.
Who reads comic books? Omegas, how do you feel about Generations Wave 4?
I am looking forward to it. I am liking what I am seeing. I will admit, I'm not as high on Thunderwing as I was at BotCon.
Mm-hmm.
if only because he looks like he's got a bit of the Universe Silverbolt transformation going on. Like,
oh yeah, like huge backpack kind of deal.
Yeah, huge, huge. I'm wearing my alt mode on my back, kibble kind of thing.
Yeah,
you can clearly see the arms hanging under the vehicle mode, which is like a big no-no in my head.
Well, the tricky thing about him that gives me a little bit of hope that he'll be not overly simplistic, aside from how like the wings seem to have inverted somewhat on his back, is that he has all those hinges on his chest, or well, the main hinge on his chest. Specifically, like I'm hoping that, you know, there's some kind of intricacy to invent a word. I found out actually at PAX that can infuriate some people if you start making up words that are logical. So, the intricacy of his chest, and arms has me wondering if there's more to him than meets the eye. Cause that's the gimmick of the...
Yes, what? I got that.
Yeah.
I thought the gimmick was to transform.
No, it's that there's more than meets the eye. Those missiles are actually made of amber and contain the DNA of dinosaurs.
Oh, sign me up for 20 of them.
We were talking about the toys.
I'm imagining him with giant cloning rockets.
Giant cloning rockets.
I love that.
They bud.
That would actually be pretty cool. Like peeling apart, like cell budding, but spring loaded.
Shooting off his little babies.
That's the alternative version.
Yes, alternative Thunderwing has cell-budding missiles made of dinosaur DNA.
You heard it here first.
Add it to the wiki. How about Skullgrin or Cliffjumper?
I'm kind of laughing because Takara just trumped Hasbro by one day on revealing Cliffjumper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hasbro didn't reveal these, so...
I'm sure that they were probably just, like, leaked from somewhere along the line of being disseminated to the various sites that usually release these photos. Just given that they're all, like, white and on the Photoshop level.
Right. Skullgrin, I'm really liking the color scheme. It definitely works better in vehicle mode than the Straxus manages it.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at his goat head-ish thing. I was viewing that thing in the middle as like a face panel, like Prime has, but ever since you said happy face, I cannot unsee the smile. You've ruined the toy for me now.
Hey, what's up? I'm Skullgrin. Hey.
Hey, you doing?
Come over here. I'll kill you.
Actually, I'm thinking what would that look like with a palette swap of that gray instead becomes like a purple. Or your pink and purple
ape face?
It's Barney.
Oh, okay. That took me a little while.
Little happy smile.
That flew over my head like
it was
like
the dinosaur talk earlier. I think
rocket that, ship.
It pulled it in. Aren't you all like 12 years old? Come on, Barney should have been right up your alley.
Omegas, you gonna get Cliffjumper?
Possibly. If I can ever figure out how to transform Bumblebee without going insane.
Oh, man. When I put my video up, I'll help you out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Lupus, how do you feel about Generations Wave 4?
Oh, God. My already dead wallet's going to have to be resurrected from the dead.
How do you feel, by the way, about everyone who said, maybe I'm done with Transformers this year?
Ah! You thought you could escape. You can't. They pull you back in. I don't know. I kind of echo your statements about Thunderwing's little skinny legs. He looks like half the bodybuilders from my gym.
Ouch!
Come on, scrawny little legs, big freaking upper body.
Do none of them use the leg machines? Like, it's too much work.
It is. Okay, so Skullgrin. I can't see that without a smile. I kind of half think that his pickaxe should be kind of like a big crossbow or in the picture. But that's just me. I mean, it's the way it looks. I like the color scheme. Now, I will jump real quick to Cliff because you guys have already touched on just about everything. Cliff looks okay. He should have a bigger gun. What I would like to see out of this mold, though, would be a green and red repaint as Wasp.
That'd be
or
cool.
Like the standard backups of the default colors from the demo. And they'll make a new character out of it.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'd actually love to see this done in teal. I think that could look really nice.
That would be really cool.
I do want to actually throw in just one more thing about Thunderwing. You know, I am kind of, you know, I'm not flipping out over him, but at the same time, that's because you guys weren't there with me at BotCon when I did flip out at the fact that we are getting a deluxe class effing Thunderwing who looks like Thunderwing, and that is in itself amazing. So
yeah.
Before anyone says, you know, be happy with the very fact we got one. Oh, I am. I am very happy. a lot of this stuff, I if you were there with me at BotCon, you'd know how much I was flipping out about this stuff when I first saw it. So I'm just happy that now I actually have reference images so I can, like, show other people. Like, they're like, they're not making Thunderwing. And I can be like, oh, but they are. And another thing people might be going like, oh, they're not going to make it would be the perfect Jazz. And moving on to the yellow box wave 4, I am somewhat surprised to see that Jazz and Trax are part of the yellow box line and not of Generations. That really surprised me. And Trax's rub symbol, including a few other rub symbols I've seen around here, like on Fallback, seemed to indicate that there was recently a trademark, which is, I think, called Reveal the Shield. And that might be, I guess, the replacement tagline after Hunt for the Decepticons is done will be guys with rub signs who have to reveal the shield. And that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
If you're going to add a tagline to something and make it a gimmick, you know, rub signs is a pretty unintrusive gimmick. It's a sticker. So that's kind of neat. And this is Fallback, who is clearly Outback, who is a repaint of Brawn. Oh! And Mindset, is this a different head than Hailstorm? I don't have Hailstorm, but this doesn't look like...
Hold one, please.
Mindset, by the way, is the G2 character that Hailstorm's toy was originally designed to emulate, so it's kind of funny that the original intention is the second release of the toy.
Yes, that is a different head.
And he has a different head, so that's pretty awesome. And then Turbo Trax, who is Trax, and Autobot Specialist Jazz, or whatever they're calling him. Special Ops Autobot Jazz, who is clearly Jazz, only Trax and Jazz are their Generation's toys. I don't know how else to say it. I don't mean to be the kind of guy who goes like, this is this, but I was not expecting them to be on yellow packaging, but they're still coming out. That's the important thing. Jazz, by the way, has boom boxes inside his doors that can fold up over his shoulders or out in the vehicle mode, and Trax does have a flying car mode, and I'm sure nobody needs help envisioning what that looks like. It's just like the original one. I'm into all of these, especially Mindset and Jazz. Mindset, I guess, partly because I still don't have Hailstorm, so to me, he's still a very new toy. But it all looks great. Lupus, what are your thoughts on this mysterious Wave 4 with its mysterious Generations-y content?
If this means we'll get rub signs, I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Me neither.
Maybe they're doing it to consolidate the lines figure-wise. Like, hey, we can't completely fill out the line. Or, hey, yeah, we can't come up with some more movie characters. Let's take some of this and move it over here.
That actually does solve the big mystery we had at a BotCon, which was all these toys. How long is it going to take to release them? And this clears it up because, you know, a deluxe wave is usually 4 deluxes right now. And right. There were a ton of deluxes at BotCon, so... I'm okay with this, you know?
Yeah, I'm digging Jazz. Oh my god. Yes, I'll take 2 of those, please. 1 to repaint into Stepper. Two of Trax, because Trax is awesome. Repaint that one to Road Rage. But yeah, it's nice to see that we might actually have a chance at getting that, that Brawn mold finally. Because he did not show up in our area. So it'll be nice to finally actually get my hands on one.
And it's it's a very thematic repaint, because Outback and Brawn, how long has it been since a Brawn has become an Outback?
Oh, years.
84 to 86?
Yeah! Throwback, man! I do want to throw out there, actually, Lupus, just for your information, and this is a little bit secondhand, I just heard this from GOG, but apparently, the most lukewarm reaction, and in fact the one who's getting the most heat right now, is Trax. There are a lot of people who aren't really digging Trax.
How can they not like Trax?
Well, many have cited the new flame design on the hood, and that I can see not working for some folks. I think it's fine myself, but yeah, Repro Labels is going to fix that the moment this toy comes out.
Right, that was what I kind of had to work through, was it's probably like that because to make it one thing that lined up over two pieces, you're not going to be able to get it to look perfect every time. But instead, if you do an abstract flame pattern, if it's a little bit off, it won't be glaring.
And also, there's some folks who just aren't digging the robot mode. And while I am, I can see...
Well, they need to shut up.
Well, I can see what doesn't work for folks. Namely, the shoulders are up kind of high. But if you look at it, it's really obvious that between the swivel hinge that the ball is on and the clearance the ball has itself in his shoulder, you can just pull them down to make him look more normal. The only thing that I can
sense.
Well, the only thing I can really see people getting on is that his front windshield hangs down a bit low over his crotch, and maybe, you know, that's something.
It's but, clear.
It looks like he has paint apps on that. So I wonder if maybe that's a case of mistransformation.
Could be, and
because with the sides of it, I wonder if maybe if you pull on the legs a little bit more, the shoulders might pull in a little bit.
Oh, that could
maybe
be.
The pelvis pops down a little bit.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, again, I don't really think these are problems, but when I heard that Trax was not only not getting much positive feedback, was actually getting some negative feedback, I was like, really? This Trax? Because he looks like Trax. Unless people just don't like Trax, I don't know.
This is the same toy we're looking at here?
What? I mean, maybe
the problem is he's not packed with a little mini Raul.
Oh, we can solve that. We have third parties for a reason, man.
Human Alliance Raul.
I will make two quick comments about Jazz, though. In this picture, it makes him look like he's got Sentinel's chin. It's just really, really large. And if Repro Labels is going to release a bunch of stuff for these, I would kill to have some G2 stickers.
Oh, that would be nice.
Because that was my first Jazz.
Yeah. But. And it's also worth noting, we saw they have an alternate head. I mean, they have alternate heads for almost every mold now, but they have an alternate Jazz head. And I recall that it had no visor, but still looked kind of jazz-ish. I'm not entirely sure. It was on one of those PowerPoints on Sunday, but
I don't remember. That was at that point. There was so much going on that second heads kind of got
well. It's
blade,
like it's like, with
they
the
were like well, this head could be, you know, like with Perceptor, where this head could be. Or something reflector. Else. Everyone else is like, look, it's a cool second head.
Yeah, I think Hasbro went like, we're kind of thinking this could be a reflector, even though like the actual design of Perceptor's alternate head literally looked like the G1 toy Perceptor with the faceplate, which was kind of a neat touch. But
it's Magnificus.
Yes, I would kill if that was Magnificus. I love Magnificus. Omegas, how do you feel about Yellow Box Wave 4 Deluxes?
This is intriguing me, because it's not... Like, we don't even know for sure if it's, like, yellow box. All it is main line.
Yeah.
And it looks, I mean, judging from, like, the other figures we've seen so far, it looks more like they're phasing out the movie toys rather than the Generations ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very interested to see how that goes.
It looks like it's moving in the complete opposite direction of every single cynical... like theory that one might have had back when Generation started.
Oh, yeah.
Because
we've still got the Legends G1s coming out.
Yeah.
And we've got, like, Grapple coming out. And it's all, you know, Universe and Generations toys.
Awesome.
For this particular set, though, I will echo the love of Jazz. That thing is awesome. I don't care how many times you repaint a Hasbro, I will buy them all. I'm not too down on Trax. I can see why, because he is a little stocky, but if he's mistransformed, you know, that'll fix most of that. So I'm taking the wait-and-see approach.
How dare you be reasonable?
Snap his judgment right now. Right now.
Now and forever.
Okay.
Phew.
Correct answer.
All right. I'm looking at Mindset here. Why wasn't this one named Hailstorm?
Because Mindset...
Why is the ice blue one not Hailstorm?
Because Mindset in the G2 comics was actually ice blue.
Was he ice blue? The one picture I found was green.
Really? I thought he was... Or am I thinking of one of the other G2 Decepticons?
Now, I think you've got the right idea, but I saw someone showed me a picture of Mindset from the G2 comic books, and he looked greenish to me.
Now I want to say that he was colored both, like depending on what issue's in.
Granted, I am going off the, you know, the legendary accuracy of the G1 comics.
Exactly. Well, actually, no, G2. G2 comics.
The G2. Well, you know.
Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, same thing, different day.
All right, I'm looking at him now. He was actually a cold white with blue highlights and turquoise slash green. So both of them work.
Huh. I am confused.
Blame the colorist.
Again, why was this not Hailstorm? This looks like Hailstorm.
Colorist.
The Brawn repaint. When I first saw this thing, I totally forgot about Fallback. So the first thing I thought was, why is Demolishor getting an homage?
That's the first thing I thought as well. I was like, dude, it's Demolishor! And I was like, oh, no, wait, Fallback, right.
Yeah, because they went red instead of brown. You know, and I know Hasbro has this thing about making figures not monochrome.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where this totally would have worked. He looks really cool. I mean, I've kind of calmed down on buying repaints, but this one I like enough that I'm probably picking him up.
Mm-hmm.
That just threw me off for a second. You know, things like clicking in my head is like, how long have I been saying now that Tomahawk would make a good Cyclonus? Like,
I know, and this
I could have the buddies again.
Didn't this happen before, where it's like Tomahawk looks like Cyclonus? This guy looks like Demolishor, and it turns out no, wait, that like Tomahawk was just photoshopped really funny and is actually like completely devoid of most color, and this guy's actually Outback. Yeah. I was like, oh, but like I would actually like to see homages to Armada, Cyclonus, and Demolishor because I like those two guys.
Yeah, well, I can almost kind of see like if they took Hailstorm and made him into Demolishor, mm-hmm. and then Tomahawk into Cyclonus.
Hell yeah.
You know, two packet, I'll buy it in an instant. Oh, that's my general thoughts on the wave. I'm liking what I'm seeing here.
Awesome. Aaron, how about you on this wave of deluxes?
Ooh, Outback.
Jazz tracks, who cares? Outback.
That's Outback. I don't know why, but I had Outback was one of those guy. I know I had him as a kid, and he's gone AWOL, and I've since got another one. But now it's like, ooh, Outback, you know, IDW, blasted him in half. I'm like, hey, look, it's Outback. Yay! Okay, he's in half, but yay, it's Outback. He's alive.
Yeah, but now he has his own steakhouse franchise.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's true. He's done very well.
Yeah.
The
rules just right.
For himself, exactly. But I really dig that mold, so getting that mold again, especially since he does have some of the 3mm clip things that I really dig on. Because it's like every toy that comes out with either the weapons or the clips just increases the play factor exponentially.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, a repaint of Dark Mount, no matter who it was. I mean, it's great that it's Skullgrin, but yeah. That's three more clip-on weapons, too.
Yeah. But Trax, like I said in a little bit of piece about Trax, I think he looks good. That picture may have a little bit of transformation hiccup in it. The chest, I can understand. I'd rather have the big, like, old-school Firebird logo on it, but I understand. You get too close to that, and that's registered stuff.
G-1-er! Yeah.
Not really G-1-er, it's just that's Trax. I'd rather it be either all blue or that specific style of logo, not just these random red and white flames, but the random red and white flame, or yellow flames, are the less expensive, better way to maintain quality looking. He and his weapon, his pistol in hand, has a little clip on the back of it. Look at that!
I was just thinking to myself that I don't think
Reacher's hand.
I don't think I've said the word G1-er on the podcast for a really long time, so I wanted to get it out there.
You got out there. You feel better?
Yeah,
I got to make up for lost time.
Quota.
I would like to see again the speaker gimmick coming out of Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't remember if we actually saw the toy or if it was like a conceptual thing or what that was.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to throw it out there, too. If you're a dude who gets the first stolen Chinese Jazz and you don't flip the speakers out, you are a noob and you are no longer welcome on my YouTube.
Damn right. And I'll enforce that somehow.
Dude, we will email the president and king of Google and tell him all about it. He'll surely listen to us. Sorry, I'm eating some wheel cheese, and that kind of gets me giddy. So
okay, well, I'm happy for you and the cheese.
Ooh!
And then fourth one just seems like, and this is our repaint.
Well, it's thematic, though. It's thematic.
Okay. he's actually a character, because wasn't Hailstorm just their own creation?
Yeah, that was their own kind of like fill-in name.
So,
and I think like I recall, I might be recalling this incorrectly, but I would recall that when they showed us Hailstorm, they're like, yeah, we called him this because we couldn't get the name Mindset, but he's supposed to be Mindset. Next balk on, hey, look, it's Mindset. We're like, yeah. Okay. Whatevs.
it's the repaint to get the second run out of the mold that I think I don't know if they're going to be able to really honestly crank out a repaint of Thunderwing or a repaint
G-Axis.
G-Axis. To give him a different head?
Maybe, yeah.
It'd be a stretch, but he's got the ridges on
him. It just
seems
like both of those are already kind of niche. You'd either have to drop a completely new character and then it doesn't really matter, or somebody a little bit more common.
Well, remember, though, like, we're in an age now where they're coming up with a second head or remolded parts for every toy in the initial design, and, like, you know, we've seen what White Mocha can do to the Cyclonus mold to make it look completely different just by swapping the head.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It just seems like that one and another one upcoming seem like they would be rather locked into who they got to be.
Like, locked down? Who actually wasn't locked in, because Axer looks totally different.
But. Yeah, Axer does look different.
Moving along to Scouts, Scout Wave 4, it's going to be Chop Saw, which is an awesome name, and Wind Charger, and this is that Wind Charger that I think opened up that Sunday panel after the Legends.
Yep.
This was like the one that got our mouths wet after we saw, like, ooh, Legends G1 Megatron. They're like, and here's Wind Charger, and we're like, dude, that's Wind Charger! Like, I remember everyone just flipping out. And he's got a gimmick here that might not be too obvious, but you can basically swivel out his like his magnet gun, magnetty magnet things out of his wrists,
those are the 3mm pegs.
Yes, they are.
Uh-huh. You can go on the back of the arm or the inside of the arms. It's wonderful.
And also, I don't mean to get all slavish here, but they've got to repaint him in white and give him a faceplate.
Oh God, yes.
They've got to. Because I have that toy, and I love that toy. Can one of you guys tell them to do that?
I'll get right on it.
All right. Also, I want to know your guys' thoughts about this with Chop Saw. Okay, Chop Saw. Is he A, Armada Sideways, or is he B, Beast Machines Thrust? Because I can't decide!
It's Hightail from Cybertron.
That's not one of the choices!
Hey, I'm throwing one
out. I'd go the Beast Machines option. We've not seen a Beast Machines homage at all. That's the forgotten line.
Because he's got, like, I thought he was just sideways. My first thought was, oh, hey, look, I mean, you know, with Demolisher, maybe I'm just having, like, an Armada head kick right now. But I was like, oh, hey, look, it's sideways. And then on Twitter, someone was like, I thought he looked like Beast Machines Thrust. And I was, like, looking at it, and I looked at it again, and I was like, oh, my God, you're right. And I looked at it, I was like, but he also still looks like sideways. And I was like, I don't know what to do! Because with the photoshopping, I can't tell if that violet is a darker purple or more of a pink. And that's really the deciding point, I would think, as to whether or not this is sideways or thrust. And, I don't know what to do. What do you guys think?
I'll go for the Hasbro line. I mean, I like the Beast Machines idea, but I'll go for the Hasbro line, what you call it at home.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What it is.
Yeah. I'm going to go the sideways route, if only because the paint pattern matches him a little better.
Yeah, the stripes, right?
With the stripes, right down the middle of the fenders. Just because, you know, that seems to be the go-to, like, motorcycle every time they, like, need one for a repaint.
Yeah.
Robot Masters did that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I will say again, Chop Saw for this mold, that's a wonderful name. That's actually a better name than Brimstone.
This mold gets the best names.
I love this mold. Anyway, your guys' thoughts on the Scouts? Anything that we haven't said yet? Omegas?
Someone in Radicons is going to repaint that Wind Charger into a little tiny Megatron instantly.
I have that head.
already calling it now.
Megaplex.
I love this is again, you know, mainline going more toward, you know, classics generation style, which I'm not against. because this thing looks really awesome, and he's got that very classic design that they could really do pretty much anything with. Like, I would not be surprised to see, like, the return of Run Amok out of this mold. You know?
That'd be a good ton. Yeah.
Yeah, there could be a ton of things they could do with this.
Yeah, and just the mold itself. I mean, just the it's got that lovely simplicity that Hubcap had, but it looks like he's got that lack of oversimplicity that Breacher had. Like, his legs look a lot like Breacher's legs. Like, just in the way that the armor on the shins hangs down and stuff like that. So I'm so pumped. Aaron, your thoughts?
The basics. It's again my standard line lately. The basics and the deluxe that seem to be where the fun for value is. These guys just look pretty killer, pretty posable. Where are they?
China.
Are they at my Walmart? China. Well, I didn't see any on eBay earlier, so China needs to start working.
There is, by the way, just for reference, there is a stolen Chinese Thunderwing out there that popped up a couple days before these pictures came out, and I think we were talking, Aaron.
We were talking about it. It was like $180 US,
and it's like
very, very blurry, bad photo.
It's like given how fast these toys have been coming out, because dirge wave of generations is already legitimately out there at some retailers. Yeah. Like, you know, why bother paying for an early Thunderwing right now? He might be out by December for all we know. Yeah. At the rate they're going,
just crazy.
Lupus, how about your thoughts on the Scouts?
I'm all for many, many repaints of the little car. However, with the motorcycle, I'm going to trump both of you guys and say, based on the colors of it being pinkish red with yellow accents and black and silver accents, it's Tsukasa. I'm going to call him Decade.
Oh, dear.
You had to go there.
I did. Dude, he's pink!
Oh, dear.
Decadal!
Anyway, moving along to Power Core. we've got to see, some new Power Core molds. Some of them we knew about. Some of them, I think, took us all by surprise. Let's start with the ones that took us by surprise. The 2-packs. Unless you guys knew about these and I didn't. I don't know.
No, the 2-packs were new as far as I had any idea of.
Yeah, it's Skyhammer with Airlift and Heavy Tread with Ground Spike. And, Heavy Tread, first thing I thought was, oh, hey, it's Brawl! And it wasn't Brawl, and he's actually an Autobot as well. And then, first thing I thought when I saw the plane, what's his name?
Skyhammer.
Great.
Just said it.
Great name, by the way. Again, look at that head. Hey, look, it's Armada Cyclonus again! Oh, no, it's not. I just want to throw out, I think these guys look great. I think this is some proof of concept that Power Core would, as I'd hoped, would get better as the line went on. And I really like on both these guys, their mini cons, actually. The Airlift.
Great.
Airlift is a pretty cool Target Master styled one, and I love Ground Spike, because aside from turning into a giant claw, he also turns into the cow catcher for the tank, and that's pretty awesome. So I am way into these guys. I want them yesterday. Aaron, your thoughts?
I really dig that tank. That tank is like some Warhammer 40K looking, you know, modern tank design pushed out way far, kind of flattened, big old beefy, nasty looking turret with a tiny little guy at the end. But they look good. The commanders are the ones I think that are the must purchase in the 5-packs. Even the 5-packs that we've seen, that's probably next on the list, are still kind of, well, I'll see what other people are thinking, but these are going to be pickups if any stores ever get new stock in.
Oh, they will. They'll have to make room, or Ground Spike will claw their eyes out. Lupus, your thoughts on these 2-pack guys?
Ooh, 2-packs look very, very tasty. I'm digging the clear minicon still. Wow, that cowcatcher is just, it doesn't even look like a cowcatcher. It looks like a giant, like, robotic crab or something, just thrown at the front of the
tank. It's a cow catcher that's been adapted to make sure it catches the cows and holds onto them.
Yeah.
It looks like it's not just meant to catch the cows. It's supposed to make ground beef while it's at it.
Hey, you know, efficiency.
Yeah, that would look like a really awesome chess piece, though.
Oh, yeah. When it does combine.
So, yeah, I'm definitely stoked for it.
I actually hadn't thought of that. As a chess piece, that thing's just going to be a big-ass, like, Devastator-style V-Wing. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That is awesome. Omegas. Two packs.
I'm imagining that now. It's going to be like a Brave toy and make the arms completely ineffective.
Hell yeah! Oh, man.
Give it a giant hammer. It'll be all set.
Yeah.
Dude, just get another ground spike. The guy already looks like a claw hammer to a degree.
Yeah, just hold him by the turret. I can picture that.
Yeah.
I'm really liking these. Like, I'm in the same boat, whereas I thought, oh, look, it's a new aerial bot and a brawl. I was like, no. I'm so used to, like, Autobot tanks being red and being named Warpath.
Yeah, this is, like, just the friendly tank.
Yeah, he's a nice tank. You get to like him and his massive claw. Which, I love that, but given the way they repaint these things, I don't know how that big cow catcher is going to work on anything else at this point.
Well, you know, you could just... I suppose just stick it onto anyone and just call it, it's a capture claw. And it will look pretty silly on most other power core dudes, but
yeah,
I guess I don't think
you could stick it on one of the, you know.
have a jet with a huge lobster claw hanging off the bottom.
Rock lobster.
It's on that wall.
I know. Heavy Tread looks freaking awesome. Really looking forward to him. Skyhammer, I'm looking forward more to the eventual repaint into a 5-pack, because, you know, I'm one of those going, you know, this is where you should be using, like, really obscure, you know, like, Japanese combining teams, and I wouldn't complain if, you know, that you made that, you know, maybe in the Leo Zack, maybe?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I'm always thinking of these things.
I'm staring at them now.
Yeah. They're looking good, though. I'm digging them.
Excellent. So we also got to see two new 5-packs. Now, we've seen pictures of these before, but this is the first time we've got to see, like, highly detailed pictures of all their modes. And these are, I believe, is called Grimstone with the Dinobots and Steam Hammer with the Constructicons. A lot of people don't like the name Steam Hammer. I have always loved that name. It's like a perfect industrial name for a Transformer. So the Dinobots, as far as the concept goes, awesome. But you do have to like the concept going in. If this concept doesn't do anything for you, then you're going to be stuck. But I like it. The Commander Grimstone, I love that he actually turns into a pretty, just like a little egg-shaped little fat robot. And you're like, oh, what's that guy going to do? And then... he turns into a torso with a golden tribal Pope helmet, and, like, if you look at it, right, that chest piece, that's the top half of a giant, like, dinosaur skull with golden teeth. There's eye sockets on there.
Glad you caught that.
That's so amazing! That's, like, I love that aesthetic! That is what has pushed that guy up for me from, you know, wherever he might have been before, which is not a bad place. The only thing about these guys is I don't really see these guys being very mix and match aesthetically. I mean, they are colored to go with each other pretty heavily, but yeah. I'm really into that little set. I really want to pick that one up now. And Steam Hammer and the Constructicons. I'm not sure if people are really talking about these guys much. Gotta say, I don't mean to be this positive on the pictures, and trust me, I have things to say about Power Core, but Steam Hammer, everything about this set is really working for me. The little robot himself, he's got a decent alt mode, he turns into a little guy who looks like Dirt Boss's brother, and I love Dirt Boss's aesthetic. This guy's got, like, what, little claws? And, like, a pair of giant, like, pneumatic pistons over his shoulders? And then the combine mode, like, as far as a combined Constructicon goes, that is awesome. He's got, like, what, an oil dig and drill on one shoulder. He's got, like, he's got smokestack ears, which look great. He's got a lovely evil V for a face. And I really like how the legs turned out on him. And I don't know. I am really into him. Like, both these guys look like some of the nicer Power Core designs of the whole line so far, at least in my perspective. then again, maybe I'm trying to give it an objective look, and I don't think I'm really blinded by any kind of, you know, oh my god, it's new feeling. Just the aesthetics and the silhouettes of these toys really work for me. That said, Aaron, how do you feel about the new Power Core 5 packs?
I think I like the construction vehicles one a little bit more, just because they're not your normal construction vehicle. I mean, that's a good version of a steamroller and of a, like a drill ram thing, which you don't normally see in Transformers vehicles. You get the bulldozer and the dump truck and the crane. So it's definitely a cool, different takeoff of things. But the dinos I'm going to pick up because that's, again, that's a different way to go with it. I think my excitement has dropped a little bit from the original version, but it is still in the positive numbers.
Alrighty. And Lupus, how do you feel about the new 5-packs?
Oh god, dinosaurs. and these aren't like the normal dinosaurs that we'd see all the time. Like,
no.
This isn't the standard original G1 dinos. You've got a Parasaurolophus, you've got a Ankylosaurus, Dimetrodon. I mean, some of these that we might have seen one of before. or one or two, actually. But it's freaking awesome. Plus a Strachosaurus for a central commander. That's just awesome. That just, it rocks my socks in so many different ways. And I'm curious to see what they're going to do for a repaint, if they're going to make it Dino King colors.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I almost wonder if this will get a repaint, though, because he's going to be pretty late in the Power Core waving, isn't he?
It strikes me as something, because of how unified it is, that they'd have to give a straight repaint to as like a Walmart exclusive.
If they do repaint it, like one would hope, and I really hope if they repaint it, that they make sure they still utilize that skull for a chest thing. Maybe even give it a pair of huge eyes in the skull. Like,
they might if they're doing a Destron version.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm not huge on the limbs, honestly. That's my problem with the Power Core series, is that I like the center torsos. I just really have problems with the arms. Like, I'm G1 style combiner core. I need to have little robot modes. But the alt modes for the construction team, just like Aaron said, they're pretty unique. Steamroller, a well drill, that's awesome to me. So possibly, maybe if I've got the extra $20, but I'm definitely on board for the dinos. The dinos just, they rock my socks.
Hell yeah! And I once again forgot if Lupus is the first person I asked or the last person I asked.
He's middle the second person.
Second? Oh, that wasn't one of the choices, though. Omegas!
Yeah.
What's up?
I am so digging on these Dinobots. I love this grand appearance that he has in combined mode. That's just, and the unified colors in the least is something we don't see on the Power Core combiners.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone brings him together a lot better, even if he does still have some of the same problems, like, you know, big claw hands and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to the set. Grimstone takes a little getting used to.
He looks that way to throw you off your game. You're like, oh, who's this? And then he turns into the combined one. You're like, oh my god, no. He's got teeth.
How I get through Grimstone is he looks like a little Cybertronian sumo wrestler, and that so works for a Dinobot. Okay, now I can get into him. If he had, like, big slapping hands, this would be perfect.
He's kind of got slapping hands. They're kind of like claw slapping hands.
It'd be the one time where it's like, okay, I wouldn't mind you using the dinosaur feet as his actual hands, because I could just, like, fold them up and slapping Decepticons in the belly.
Oh, man.
Third
party fight against Retrax.
Yeah. Yes. Jeez, the Constructicons I was not big on when we first saw them. But seeing him up close, seeing there's like a lot of little detail, like the weathering on the snowplow. Which, you know, I like little characterful details like that.
Mm-hmm.
Though I'm not sure a snowplow counts as a construction vehicle, but
it constructs snow.
It deconstructs snow. It difference.
If you live in the north.
It constructs the snow to the side into piles so the children can run and jump into it and then get scared when they land on the body of a dead animal.
Big machinery type of thing.
Should call it just Dieseltrons.
That would be cool.
Right. No, I'm liking the set. I love that we're actually getting a steamroller Constructicon. That amuses me somehow. And I look at Steamhammer and like, okay, the big tread pieces with the pneumatic hammers just hanging off his back, that kind of doesn't work for me. But I look at this thing and I'm thinking like between vehicle mode, like little claw shield things for weapons and how like little stumpy little guy that he looks like. This set is the same as the Dinobots. Like, you couldn't mix and match this set very well.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking at Steamhammer just kind of makes me think, maybe R.I.D. Wedge.
Yeah.
I would not mind seeing that.
He's got the kind of ornamental stuff sticking up off the shoulders going on.
Yeah. This is me. I'm looking at these pictures and I'm going, I want to see what it looks like repainted. And I want to see what it looks like in another pack. It's like, you know, give a rat's ass about the stuff we're looking at. I want to see it later on.
Photoshoppers, go!
I'm going to do that right now, actually.
Go for it. That is all the pictures from that wad of pictures. Hope that you guys enjoyed the coverage, because now we're going to tell you all about some more pictures. New picture picks! You can't select any of the pictures we just talked about. So we're going to do a quick round of these. Aaron, you go first.
Oh, I don't know. Should I or should I leave it for next week?
I'll take it.
Oh, you'll take it? Okay. Mm-hmm. So then I think I'll go with the Protector prototype images.
Yeah, unpainted.
Unpainted. Looks like they're rocking three colors of plastic. Yellow, red, orange, and black. And it looks like they're matching up really good, and I cannot wait for this to come out. We get to see a decent amount of the molding that's into everything, and especially like the layered relief of the flames on the chest piece that looks really, really good. I'm glad I've got this guy on pre-order. It's just going to take far too long to get here, so hurry up.
December's really close. Yeah. I'm sad to say. I wish it wasn't. I wish the year lasted a bit longer, but we're getting there.
But it's looking good. It's what many of my new picks are coming down to. I want now.
Yeah.
Don't make me wait. What
my
now?
New pick is what I want. Someone go buy it for me and give it to me, please.
That sounds like 90% of YouTube.
That's like Aaron with his Lego figures the other week.
Hey, the dude said he saw a bunch of them, and I'm like, well, what are you bringing it up for?
Was this on Twitter or in the thread? I can't remember. Where someone's all like, I saw a couple. I'm like, well, if you want to send them to me, it's fine. And then dude's all like, I didn't mean that as charity. I just meant I saw some of them. Aaron's all in denial, going like, I thought you said, I don't want them, but, you know, I thought you were going to give them to me, and I'll accept any kind of charity. I'll want some of those Lego figures.
What are you bringing it up for if you're not going to give them? Wow. Hear about everybody else is like, oh no, a listener gave me something, and I'm like, I ain't never gotten nothing from a listener.
Be warned, ladies and gentlemen, you talk about those Lego figures in the thread, Aaron will be on your back going like, oh, so you're sending some to me? Huh? Huh? I want the vampire. Huh? I can't remember which one Aaron wants.
I there's not one specifically that I want, I just think they're all neat. It's an oddity thing, because it's highly customized minifigs.
Absolutely. It's totally healthy. It's not an addiction. It's not even a drug reference. Long silence. Omegas.
Let's see here. There's just a couple obvious ones, and I'm sure Lupus will pick up on where I leave off, because I'm looking at the crossover's Ghost Rider.
I am really interested in that, actually.
it shocks me that this line feels like it was nearly canceled just because it seemed to back up at retailers a lot, and we got an entire wave that got canceled just so they could push more Iron Man repaints.
Got turned into the Iron Man wave. Apparently that's what happened to the good Punisher toy, is they gave it an Iron Man head and turned into Iron Man with a gun. And I was like, but...
I was waiting for that one so bad, and then no, you can't have it.
Here, I have another Iron Man.
Yeah, big Humvee with a big skull on the front and a Gatling gun on top. No.
I had a sad...
I really hope they get around to releasing that eventually.
But looks like they are releasing Ghost Rider.
They are releasing Ghost Rider, and this brings me to something I mentioned before, that Hasbro is being incredibly, incredibly evil right now. Because this is the first crossovers figure that's actually of a vehicle the character actually has.
Hey man, the Hulk drives tanks all the time.
No, he throws tanks all the time.
There's nothing saying that that Tony Stark doesn't have some of those vehicles.
Yeah, and you know, the Hulk drives bulldozers all the time.
But, I mean, you're going to have to buy two of these just to get a proper appearance of Ghost Rider riding his bike. You know, just like you've got a Generation Scourge coming out that you're going to need, three of, and you've got a Wreck-Gar that can ride himself. It's like, Hasbro is going to sadistic lengths to make you buy two or three of these things.
It's called troop building.
Yeah, and then you know they're all going to be, one in a box. Grubbing.
And all the G.I. Joe guys are just sitting back going noobs.
No, but Ghost Rider's looking cool, and the same news post had Spider-Man's, which I was thinking, why wasn't that color to match the War Machine that it combines with? And that's my only thought on the entire thing.
Yeah, I didn't even remember that was from the two-pack until you brought it up before the show. I was like, oh yeah! He turns into, the half of that Gerwalky thing that they turn into. Ghost Rider, though, I'm kind of jazzed for. I want to have my crossovers team of Ghost Rider and Yoda. I'm kind of looking forward to that. Lupus, how about yourself? Any picks you'd like to pick out? Anything you'd like to highlight?
Oh... I'm going to pull out of Radicons again, and as usual. And I'm going to pull up... This is a tough one. I can't even pronounce this guy's name. Jango the King, I'm guessing. It's a WFC six-shot using the Cybertron Metroplex... mold for a base, and it actually looks pretty decent, especially the mind you, we're only seeing three of the modes. It looks very dry brushed, but I gotta give props for the wolf mode, just because they end up using the thunder dragon megazord for a head.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my pick this week.
I like the jet mode, actually. That does work for me quite well.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad.
I did question, though, I think when you first showed this to me, I was like, this could have just been called, Cybertronian Six Shot. Didn't have to be called War for Cybertron.
Yeah.
It does, especially in that jet mode, it does look like a war, especially with the dry brushing and all the liney details, it does look like a War for Cybertron design to a degree, but, I'm starting to feel like it's hey, it's Cybertronian, but everyone likes War for Cybertron, let's... Add War for Cybertron to the name. I'm sure that's not always the intention. This and Jango the King may have had perfectly viable reasons to do it, but for some reason that caught my eye the moment I opened the page. It's like, War for Cybertron? Again? But, it's a successful game, and it's got really cool designs, so there's nothing wrong with wanting to emulate or join onto that that very nice train. But still, I was like, wow.
I dug it just because of the wolf mode. Oh, call me cliche, but...
Cliche!
I wear it well. But the way that he did the setup of the bot mode looks really awesome. Mm-hmm. The two blasters honestly kind of make me think of G1 Galvatron, and plus the fact that they're all lit up, including and his eyes light up. I think that's just a nice touch.
Oh yeah, and it's the head works great for the idea.
Yeah. So that's my pick this week. Go check it out.
Excellent. Well, my own pick, you see, there's something that, you know, certain people who may use Twitter or may use Skype or may use the internet were saying, you know, why is this not a proper full-on topic? And, you know, I feel that, you know, I could just leave that there, but I'll just say, you know, I thought I could do you a favor, sir, by leaving this alone until, the man of the hour, if you will, for this news story was present and able to speak about it. But, you know, if you want to just step back and let us debut this for you, then if you want to, then I won't argue. Rosanna and Ratbat, it's Rosanna. I don't even know what they called her, but I think they called Ratbat Kingbat. It's the new Perfect Effect 2-pack. Rosanna is a King different...
Bat versus Ninja.
Yeah, Ninja. That's right. And I'm okay with Rosanna being a ninja. I saw the movie she was in where she played a ninja. It was pretty hot. But she can turn into a gun, much like the Perfect Effect Shadow Warrior or Frenzy or Rumble. And she's a completely different mold, though. And she has like a pair of like laser swords as well. And it's pretty damn cool. And Kingbat, many people have been obliterating Kingbat. And I gotta say, he's not the best looking robot bat, but I don't think he looks as terrible as a lot of people think he does. His jet mode really works for me because, guess what? It's an alien Cybertronian jet. That means it just has to look vaguely aerodynamic and kind of like a wing.
Whole lot of thrust, a little bit of lift. That's all you need.
Yeah, and the pickaxe, or I call it a pickaxe, I guess, the scythe mode or whatever, the weapon trident. Mode. The trident. That's why
it says trident mode.
I'm not looking at the picture right now.
Gum?
I'm going off my memory, and I was thinking of his wings. I don't want to open up the picture because it's all the way over there, and I'm holding the microphone over here. I'm sorry, guys. But the trident mode is also pretty cool, and you know, that thing in the middle of the trident becomes a sword. And that's also pretty cool. I don't see what's so wrong. I mean, I can see what's ineffective about Kingbat, but I don't see what's so like, oh man, Kingbat, call me later when it's eject rewind. You know, like Kingbat's fine. He's just he's not the perfect robot bat, and he's not even a very good robot bat, but he's just like an accessory creature, and in that sense I thought he worked fine. Rosanna is the real star, though, and I am going to get one as soon as I can. I really, really, really want a little Rosanna on my desk to kind of complete the aesthetics of my pleasure center. So that's all I got to say about that. Do you guys want to throw in anything, or shall we leave that be? It's up to you.
No, that's I think I'll be picking it up. I'll be trying out the Perfect Effect versions of things. I'll give them a shot.
Perfect Effect, by the way, just in case people have not bought from them before, they have fairly good quality. They're roundabouts, I think, a tier below the Fans Project Uber level. So that's actually pretty damn good. I've not had many problems with their stuff. Some folks have had QC problems here and there with their initial release, but generally I've heard a lot more positive experience than negative experience. Sometimes you get a bit of paint slop because they do make very small toys, and those figures are very small, and you should know that going in. But that's kind of the draw to me, because they're really crisply sculpted.
Can't miss paint slop when you're that small. I mean,
yeah,
it's just as it adheres.
Yeah, definitely. But this is also a good place, I think, for an intermission, so we can kind of cool our jets after all that picture intake. And actually, no, wait, there is something else we should mention, because we did, through absolute serendipity and some helpful folks, we actually could briefly talk about the Generation 2 Optimus Prime Deluxe Generations figure that debuted in the Club magazine. Let's just do a quick blurb about it.
Where did this come from?
Yeah, whose idea was it? And great idea, bro.
They should get paid more.
Yeah, because it really works. And it opens up the easiest repaint avenue I've ever seen. Hey, guess what? Rid Scourge in Generations. Boom. Done. Yeah. Now we've got some Rid in Generations. It looks great. I mean, you know, the vehicle mode I can see where it might have problems once we see it in person. It might be a little bit stubby in the back, and it has no trailer, of course. And the robot mode, at first glance, I don't see any problems. Apparently, some folks have said that they feel that it doesn't do a cheat for the chest windows. I can't really tell if it does or not from here, but you know, if it doesn't, that's awesome. And
it looks like there may be a little bit of a roof bit that folds back. The head comes up. And the shoulders, if you were to rotate the shoulders, like clip, slide them down and then flip them forward, they'd easily, it'd all work, I think.
Yeah. So
without
I don't
having like a fake chest pointing down, power master it up.
This is another guy along with Thunderwing where like the very fact it's even being made and resembles what it is called is enough to make me feel like, man, we are in a good place right now. The fact that it actually looks like a solid toy helps too, of course, but
yeesh. We all know there's only one reason why this mold was made. There's only one repaint that they're at, and the repaint is the whole reason they produced this toy, and that is Toxitron. We will see a Generations Toxitron.
Yes. Toxitron would really win me over.
Yes, you're a genius. Oh, man. I'll only say it the one time.
But the problem is now, if they don't do it, I'm going to be so mad. Oh, man.
I'm sure the club will get around to it, even if Hasbro doesn't.
Yeah, someone has got to. I mean, that's too obvious. Oh, man. I mean, there's some other stuff in these pictures as well. I mean, you know, we've all seen Perceptor before, so there's another look at Perceptor. There's also Legends Trail Cutter. if anyone ever wants to feel bad for Trailbreaker, it's a very good Legends toy.
That breaks my heart.
Poor Trailbreaker's not only lost his name, he's also now a legend.
Jeez. I have to hope that this is just like Hound and Jazz. It is a precursor to a deluxe, but still, it's a tease. Screw it. Just give me the big one already. People will remind me of that quote for years.
Forever.
Yeah.
Just give me the big one already, you tease.
Stop teasing me. Give me the big one already.
And we also got a look at a Scourge who's not as mistransformed as we saw before, and that really helps. So I guess just some really, really quick bullet thoughts on these pictures. Lupus?
Yay, 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 and yay. And I'll be pissed if there isn't a Toxitron repaint.
Dude knows how to do bullet points. Hot damn.
Yes.
Well, you covered that pretty well. Omegas?
Yeah, we just talked about Trax. Woohoo. We talked about Rekgar. Awesome. G2 Prime out of nowhere. Awesome. Where's the Megatron corresponding to that? Scourge. Excellent. I may or may not be buying three of those. Perceptor. Looks cool. Give me the Reflector so I can buy three of those.
Hey!
There were only three.
There could have been more if they're looking in mirrors or stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. I've seen pictures out of G1 where there's like eight of them lined up shoulder to shoulder.
You've got to buy eight now.
Damn it. And we all know my feelings on Trail Cutter. I'm not going to repeat them.
Trail Cutter! Aaron, your thoughts on these picks?
More looking good. That Generation 2 Optimus Prime, I think, is the big winner out of nowhere. Like I said, you know. We knew Perceptor. I don't think we knew Trail Cutter before. But you know, a lot of stuff that we'd kind of known or everything, and then down. Okay, cool, awesome.
That's not exactly the noise I made when I saw the pics, but I can see why.
Yeah. Well, I got a text message while I was looking at my phone, so I was slightly distracted.
No, text message, Mr. Fancy Pants, 21st century. Text message. Sorry, continue.
But I'm definitely looking forward to all the upcoming stuff. I can't say there's anything that I'm not going to at least give an honest chance to. Pass. This is where I'm stumbling towards.
All right, I'm going to buy them all probably. I'm not even going to try to pretend. I'm probably going to end up buying them all. Now is a good time for an intermission, so now we'll be back. After that solid, hour of talking about new pictures of new toys that aren't out yet, let's take a break, and then we'll be back with what we got this week, i.e. more toys. Woo!
première fois, Borderlands rassemble tous les amateurs de jeux de rôle et d'action autour d'un même titre. Choisis bien ton personnage, équipe-toi des bonnes armes et dégote-toi le meilleur véhicule, mais surtout, essaie de t'en mettre plein les poches.
Achetez-le dès maintenant!
À découvrir dans un des 22 magasins Smart Toys en Belgique.
69! 69! You know what I'm talking about?
Level cap in Borderlands?
Yes, Gearbox Entertainment. We're here to talk to you today about what we got this week at this point of the podcast. So I'd like to start off with our resident Lupus Convoy, Lupus Convoy.
I got Kingdom Hearts, the new PSP version. And that's pretty much it.
The entirety of Kingdom Hearts flies over my head so hardcore that it will make a listener angry.
It's a prequel to the other four games, so I am very psyched that Ventus is a lot less emo than Roxas. Every fanboy can hate me for saying that, but screw you all.
No idea what you're talking
about.
That's
my stance. Okay,
just move on. Well, no, just to share an anecdote. I think when we started the podcast before we were recording, you mentioned that, and everyone else was saying something, and I was like, "Huh?"
Like, it's just, yeah. The main character can be as emo as you want, so long as they don't ruin more Final Fantasy characters. I remember, like, in number 2, they turned Setzer from Final Fantasy VI, who was one of the cooler characters ever, into a punk that beats up little kids with dodgeballs.
But I beat up little kids with dodgeballs. Am I a punk?
Yes, you are.
Damn it! Awesome. I heard actually that game is only a disc release for the PSP.
It is.
Yeah, all 5 million PSP Go users have been screwed on that.
Oh well.
By 5 million I mean like 5.
Pretty much.
Actually, I think on Giant Bomb they confirmed that Jeff Gerstmann is the only PSP user anymore, and he lost his. So
yeah.
Sad day for the PSP. But, Aaron, how about yourself?
Oh, I got a big old box and a half of stuff from HTS.
Oh, dear.
All the stuff that was just now hitting short one or two pieces that were sold out by the time it got around to it. But, I'll grab one here. Terror Dive. Start out with what I think is one of the weaker guys. I'm just saying here, I have a little bit of loose issues in the tab bit for his shoulder won't tab in, and his hips are very, very loose. I think a little bit of clear nail polish will help that, but he's got a great characterful face. He kind of has the bludgeon squiddy mouth deal going on, and I do like the fact that he holds his trident very well and very aggressively, and you can make him, while he's holding it, kind of make the jab, 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 like, come on, move, jab, 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 come on, keep going, jab, jab.
Would it be too forward of me to invite the Terra Dive fan base to engage you in the thread over your statement of him being one of the weaker toys you received?
I'm just saying, I think the feeling of that is just manufacturing issues. It doesn't all seem like it wants to clip in. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something wrong in my transformations of things.
But honestly, there are
places where parts should go and they just won't. So
I just want to know if there is a Terra Dive fandom. So I'm
sure
I'm using you as bait for that.
Can bring up their issues. Actually, it may be this here if I can get that piece. See, that's part of the problem is he has some pieces that it's like, if you're not doing it stepwise by the instructions, that locks in better.
So see, everybody, it locks in better when he does that.
But he still has, both of his hips are very loose, where it's kind of, I think it's kind of like the Rebel Tech joint, where it's the ball joint that goes into the socket, that right underneath the socket it has the swivel joint.
Mm-hmm.
And so that ball and socket are very loose. So any pose that's not legs straight down, he tends to want to do the splits. And that, it's, you know, the base of the toy at the hips, you know, if the toy has good solid legs and hips, you can do a whole lot more with it. But if his legs have to be straight to, you know, be a on guard type of pose, you can't do as much posing or get as much out of it. But his jet mode has got like the forward swept wing thing, which is always an interesting aviation concept to me. Even though I don't think any plane has actually done very well with the forward swept wing, because it's a completely different design, and so it freaks people out. It's a different fandom, not a Transformers fandom thing. So then the next one that I'll grab here is Tomahawk. Who I forget if Toy Bios pit these two against each other or not. But it is very definitely black. Not the weird baby blue that some of those pictures were. I like his right arm, what his like tail rotor turns into. Because it turns into like a blade thing that you can even flip out and kind of have his hand go back in. Like it's a transforming out weapon, like a version of Prime's swords type of thing. And then he can have like a pincer deal or just a blade.
Would you just to settle a little thing I was wondering about, and I know I kind of looked at him in person at BotCon anyway, but just when you have him in hand, would you say he has any kind of Leader One-ish qualities to him?
How so to Leader in, One-ish qualities?
In kind of like the shape of his head or his eyes or anything like that?
Let me get real quick, do an image search here to get a face. Maybe that he kind of has a visor that he's rocking, but I don't see a whole lot of Leader One. He has a yellow visor. That's about it. Where are you trying to go with this? Because I'm not seeing it now.
All right. I was just curious.
You be tripping, dog.
I had a lot of cheese tonight, man.
Yeah. This is a guy that has very good on, again, this is mine. He has the same kind of, you know, ball joint and swivel in the upper thigh, but his is very firm, and with big ol' honking feet, you can get a variety of good stands out of him, and then his over-the-shoulder missile launchers are also 3mm clips on them that kind of fold out from underneath it. So you're increasing the arsenal with a spring-launching missile that has some oomph to it. I caught a dog off guard, so not that I'm saying that's how you should test them, but it was a convenient test.
Kids, find your dogs, name your spring-loaded missiles at them, and that's how we test the effectiveness of our toy guns.
The head does a really nice reveal flip out from the cockpit from underneath the seats. It's really cool. The one thing that I'm confused about is he has like a sensor dish or machine gun or something underneath the cockpit that swivels but doesn't do anything but that. So I don't know if that was an extra piece that was like, hey, we can have this swivel for no cost. And all right, we'll call it an additional hidden blade feature. But
useful joints.
Yeah. It's not really a joint. It's just a piece that can swivel back and forth that they kind of molded solid. And instead molded so it could swivel. It's confusion. But I dig him. Any questions on those two so far? Other than the Leader One head?
No? That's all I got, really.
Everybody's asleep? Okay.
Well, Tomahawk is the one who, like, aside from his name, he kind of fell off my radar until I, like, saw him again.
Yeah. I really dig him. I think of those two so far, Tomahawk is the cool one. I think he'll get some additional playtime or what have you because of the 3mm clip system. I don't see any place that would really clip on him other than maybe like his feet. But hey, maybe he can be like Bayonetta and snipe you with him. It's a callback for GOG. Another one that I got was the War for Cybertron Megatron.
So would you say that, I want to know now, given the huge amounts of...
No, he doesn't have a Leader One head either.
God damn it! I am done with Transformers forever. Good night, everybody. Where are my damn Leader One Heads? No, is he, do you find him overly simple to transform, or do you think he's just right?
I think he's pretty good. It's a simple transformation, but it's not like it's a basic transformation. It's symmetrical, like a 5-step, 6-step transformation, but it's from one to the other pretty clear. He's got a neat trick in that his forearms actually split apart, and that's what makes his like levitation track things and his and his tank treads for his slower or faster modes from the video game.
That's also what made his horrible debut photos.
Yeah. People had no idea what was going on. But, I mean, he's very, very quick and simple transformation, which I think is a boon in comparison to the couple of other War for Cybertron toys that we've gotten where it has taken, you know, a lot of work and knowledge of how Transformers work, and still you get confused. Right, mm-hmm. Evangelist?
I don't get confused anymore. You know, that was a one-time thing, and I, you know, I think it was the Ontario air that was messing me up.
Oh, that was blame Ontario, blame Canada.
No, just Ontario. Ontario air has more pollutants in it than BC air, because BC air is nice and clean and oceanside. Ontario is full of smog and chemicals, and they're probably messing with my cognitives.
Okay, whatever you got to tell yourself to sleep at night.
Oh, you don't want to know what I tell myself to sleep at night. Hey, what's up, sexy me? Oh, not too much. Okay, so continue.
But another one with a really good spring-loaded missile. Unfortunately, there's no 3mm clip. He does have his own unique clip.
Aww.
And in his alt mode, it has... he's got like a back panel piece that has notches on it, and there are notches on the gun, so it does a very good job of everything lining up. And then while talking about it, I was able to easily transform him while... keeping, you know, in focus and not be like some other toys. You're like, and then this has got to go over here, but
like so, like that. So.
And then you got to do this thing.
What here. You want to do is,
yeah. So he's a good one, and it's cool that he actually does get to have both of his kind of transport modes from the video game. Whereas Prime and Bumblebee didn't. They just, it's like, look, it's a truck, and it's a truck. What else came in that first big order? Oh, sidearm sideswipe. It's what sideswipe should have been the first time.
Yeah, you mentioned on Wednesday, outside of the book club recording, that you felt that was actually a remarkably good toy.
Yeah. It's what sideswipe should have been the first time. The transformation's neat. His head reveal is kind of cool in that you twist around part of the car and his head is like hidden down inside of it, and it shows up when you rotate everything.
So he's not just sideswipe with like a couple new bits. He's got some
It's not sideswipe with different paint deco. It's, you know, sideswipe is completely new. So,
ooh.
The gun sticking out of the car is a neat little gimmick, but he's definitely the legs come off better. The hips come off better. Everything working together.
That kind of gets me more pumped for him, because I thought he looked neat, but knowing that he's actually got a lot more to him than just the guns.
Yeah, it's not like they swapped out guns for swords, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing is, I wish it was in like movie colors, and I'd have been happy. But I'm not upset. It's...
That's going to be the Autobot Alliance version over in Japan, isn't it? They're just doing him in movie colors?
I think so.
Yeah.
There you go. You got to import him now.
He holds the guns quite well in hand. He even has... The guns have triggers, and the way that his hands are molded, it's kind of like the splayed open hand, but the fingers slide up for the triggers. So.
Oh, that's cool.
And the bio on the box is something like he knows he's... all that in the bag of chips with swords, but he's not touched blasters in a long time, and now Ironhide's trying to get him to use projectile weapons. And
so basically the story is that Sideswipe's all, damn, I'm good, and Ironhide's like, I bet you're not that good with guns, and Sideswipe's all like, try me! And like, reformats himself.
Yeah, something like that.
That's awesome.
with like pointy Klingon-esque paint apps.
Physical remodeling for the sake of petty ego is incredible.
Yes. but yeah, this is what Sideswipe should have been the first go round.
Excellent. That sounds kind of like Battleblade Bumblebee then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then the rest of that order was Breacher and Insecticon.
Yeah, welcome to the Breacher train, baby.
Yeah, Breacher's really cool. And as we were doing the first half of the recording, I was upset because I thought I had messed up something and it wasn't transforming right. And then I realized I'd forgotten to flip down the little front panel piece and then everything locked in together. And I went, oh, yeah, that's right. But I really dig that he's got that 3mm clip at the end of his hand.
Yeah.
And so that lets him put a lot of weapons that I've got already, and it gives them definitely a different feel instead of being a kind of in-hand or over-the-shoulder thing. It's like almost like the Target Master Japanese concept of plugs in over the end of the hand and then do.
Yeah, he gets...
Or whatever your sound effect of choice.
He gets to actually wield stuff.
Yeah. And then he also has clips for on his skirt so that he can tuck things away as well. But good basic Insecticon, however, I will not give kudos to.
Aww.
It's just like he's a bug standing up or a bug on all four or all six. I do not has the love for Insecticon. It's a good homage to the movie and whatnot, but it just is not nearly as in-depth a toy as some of the others have been kicking out, so it does not rate as well.
Is it as bad as the first movie, Scorponok?
No, absolutely not. I'm going to cut in on that one. No, Insecticon is not as bad as the... And I mean, even though I didn't mind that Scorponok that much, I think Insecticon is fine for Scout. He's certainly not to be derided to that degree. He is indeed weaker than Breacher to a huge amount. But
yeah,
he's got a cool thing with his forearm. Like, you know, he takes the whole thing of having four arms and kind of like wears it. Like he owns the situation.
It just seems like when you put it up next to some of the other basics that have been coming out, it's like, really? Really?
He's Beast Wars, that's all.
Okay, so it'll be a techie Beast Wars guy that...
Yeah.
I don't quite throw in the trash. Everybody else I've set gently back down on the floor and Insecticon just get like, whatever.
Throw him at your dog.
So then I had a second box showed up later from Hasbro, and that had in it Hailstorm, and then also Darkmount.
Tell us about Hailstorm first.
Hailstorm, he had all eight of his missiles launch, and they're all the push button bubblegum, I think I've heard them called before,
mm-hmm.
where the missile has the smooth round knot in the middle of it that you have to push past. You can hear that. Mm.
Pressure launchers.
The pressure launch, yeah. They don't fly so well towards dogs.
Damn.
After having one, I'm like, let's try this again. And it was like, plonk, plonk, plonk. Oh, okay. But
was your dog at least happy?
No, he was looking at me like, what are you doing this for, man? Come on. What did I do?
I just want to be fed.
But it's really cool the way that his head and the shoulders all work, that it kind of collapses down to lock into place, and the missile launchers lock over top of the shoulders. I wish that he's got some pretty righteous claws, and I wish there's spots where it looks like it would have been really easy to drop a peg in, and they didn't. So his hands are molded almost closed. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe he can hold something. Let me pull out a missile and see if he could... I mean, he can hold his missile. So maybe that's what they were aiming for. He could reload. Actually, he might be able to almost, yeah.
Learn with Aaron, ladies and gentlemen.
He can grab a missile and reload the tube. But it would have been nice to have that open and close so that you could grab other items' guns. Mm-hmm. But his whole treads become the upper arms, and it has a neat little slide gimmick to it. So he's a fun, not quite as complex as some of the other deluxes have been toy, but he's still fun.
All right, I just want to get him out of the way because I really want to. I know we did this last night already, but I want to splooge with you again about how lovely Dark Mount is.
Dark Mount, I broke mine right out the gate.
Yeah, he did,
and it kind of cheesed me off.
And in fact, okay. Well, I don't mean to cut into the story, but okay, as a teaser to the story, he didn't just break his right out of the gate. He broke his while it was still in the bubble.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Tell them how.
They've gone to those paper ties. So I couldn't get a good angle in on one of the ties that was around the barrel at the flash suppressor, flash hider thing. And I thought I had gotten a good clip on the edge of it, but I'm always afraid of really digging in there I don't want to cut up the plastic of the toy. So I thought I had a good kick on it, and I've done that before, and then just kind of been able to pop the little thread of paper that was left. However, it held on better than the plastic did, and so as I was pulling it out, it broke the flash hider and the little stub of plastic on it off. I was able to super glue it back together, no worries, but anybody that's listening to this that hasn't gotten one yet, be careful when you do that. If you can reach in, untie the twisty or something and save yourself the, oh, what'd I do? The moment that I had. But Dark Mount is pretty freaking cool. I don't know if I ever really did anything with his third mode, his base mode, which is just a kind of like the unintentional Gearwalk modes, where it's like a halfway along the transformation. It kind of looks like it's something mode, but comes with not one, not two, but three clip-on weapons, a smoke canister launcher, a little six-pack missile launcher, and what looks like a commander's gun with a little shield around it. Kind of looks like the Nerf Stampede if you're a Nerf guy. But he holds his pick very well. He's pretty cool. It's really neat the way that the pick plugs into his tank mode.
Yeah.
Where it's not just something that's on there. It's plugs in and then the turret kind of forms around it. And the turret has a whole lot of motion.
I want to run something by you about Dark Mount, because you've got Drift as well, right?
Yes.
Did you find, this is what I found with Dark Mount, which was so cool, and that I wonder almost if he just kind of got forgotten in, the huge rush of awesome toys we're getting now. But to me, Dark Mount, I found he did everything Drift did, and he had slightly better legs overall. And he's actually kind of become my favorite generation's toy to date. And I'm wondering if he's gotten into a high place in your personal ranking system, or if you're kind of like, yeah, he's neat, but man, that thrust.
I don't have thrust, so.
All right, well, forget that part then.
that was one that managed to not show up. I think I've got it through other means, but it's not here, so I can't say one way or the other. Not theft, just alternate purchase stream that I don't know if it's actually gone through yet, so I'm not going to say it because I don't want to sell myself out of toys. But he locks together really good with just a little bit of back kibble of the backside of his tank mode, and then that kind of locks together and has two or three ports for the clip weapons. But it's amazing that all of his turret turns into waist down, everything waist down.
Mm-hmm.
His feet do a three-part fold up to just become the front part of the turret. He's a good one. If you get the chance, pick it up, enjoy it, and enjoy it after you've picked it up. But that's my run of toys. And any other questions from the Peanut Gallery?
Omegas.
I feel like I just sit here and talk about toys that nobody else has yet. So yeah, okay.
I have Dark Mount, but Omegas, I have to apologize. I thought you were going to have a bigger haul this week, so I thought, oh, I'll let Aaron go first, and I forgot about Aaron's box.
Yeah.
Me in Florida with crappy distribution and no current way of buying online. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much for me this week. So, yeah, he's got me trumped already.
Damn, so Aaron. My two episodes ago for us of talking trash is paid off.
Feel proud for now, Aaron, because I'm going to make you buy some stuff later. And
one
then,
more Dark Bounty thing that I find interesting is
I do like Dark Mount.
The peg for the ball joint on his head through his mouth.
Yeah, that's a really cool effect. Because basically he's got a really evil face, like a cowl head, and he's got no jaw, which actually makes it even scarier. There is no mercy dispensed here. Only ball joints. Foster does this way better than I can. But Omegas, how did your week go in terms of acquisition?
Nothing on the Transformer end, unfortunately. As for the reasons previously stated.
And Aaron, how many toys do you have next to you again? What?
Oh, that was what, 6, 8?
This is how we build the hatred, young Padawan. This is how we tap into the powers of the dark side in order to strike down
even
our
has
fellow
like
man.
A lateral elbow motion too. Really cool.
He does.
You are so lucky BotCon has passed, or you would have a punch head into your head.
Actually, Dark Mount's best feature, I thought, were his arms because of the multiple joints in them built entirely and specifically just so he can wield his axe in various different ways.
Yeah, full ball joint, shoulder, bicep and swivel.
Did you notice the wrists?
Wrist bend.
The wrists have a ball joint, but the forearm is sculpted specifically just to allow one certain bend in the wrist.
Yeah, the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Motion and
okay,
four fingers on a pen.
That's enough out of you two.
Transformers arm toy porn.
You're not going to be bragging when you find a trident stabbed through you.
No, Aaron's not going to be bragging when we convince him to get into buying O's medals.
No, I'm good.
No, you're going to buy them.
I've not seen any of O's yet, so I'm fine.
Oh, you're going to get there. You're going to get there. Yeah. So, Omegas, what did you get?
Well, I got a bunch of colored sticks with Japanese bug men on them.
Awesome!
Oh, yeah, that one.
Everyone hates that one.
It's absolute junk.
Hey, Aaron, you want some of those sticks, by the way? I got some spares.
No, yeah, I think I'm good, unless they're free. But
I think everyone got O's and double as a spare. What was the other one you got?
Oh, everyone else got a different other one, from what I can tell. Yeah. Mine was Ryuki.
Yeah, mine was Kuga.
God damn.
Yeah.
Everyone got those sticks. The problem is now I can't sell the spares, because everyone bought the full case.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm trying to figure out, okay, how can I swap the guts around and make up my own memories now?
Yeah.
It's not working out too well at the moment.
Engineering.
Science. But, you know, they're neat.
Send me a few sets. I'll figure out the electronics and get them all, like I said, all rigged into one big one.
Oh, you've had enough talking.
Just heard your voice enough.
I'll rig them all up into one big one using my brand new Dark Mount. Did I tell you about his lateral bicep movement? Yeah.
So, yeah, I have Gaia memories. Probably the last I will buy in. Unless I get extraordinarily lucky. And a listener sent me something.
Hey-oh!
Not Legos.
You know, if you really want to get back at Aaron, you should get a listener to send you Legos.
I should. You know? Just because.
Someone should send Aaron one Lego minifigure so he has to go out and buy the rest. Just one.
Yeah. This came from FGD 4619 off of YouTube, who has been my Gonbarai dealer, as it were.
Yeah.
Every now and then he'll go off to his favorite anime shop and bring back a bunch of cards to mail me in. And I appreciate it, because now I actually have a deck of Decade cards. And they're not fakey printed ones.
Mm-hmm.
But this time he kind of surprised me, because he also included a bunch of little mini candy toy vinyl figures from Double. The kind with only 3 points of articulation and their backs completely unpainted. So I got like a little trial, a little extreme, and a little skull who does not have his hat.
Oh, you know, they gotta put the hat out there as a chase.
Oh yeah, sure. Chase. Yeah, I almost tried carving a hat out of the little white tablet candy that came with it.
I could probably pull it off.
You're supposed to enjoy that citrus flavor.
Trust me. You know, opening up 9 Candy Toy Gaia memories at one time and getting a whole pile of them. And then I'm like, you know what? I wouldn't mind having another Kabuto memory, so I rip open the spare of that one just to get the candy out.
I have a pile of that candy chilling out here for whoever buys the memories off me. I don't really eat this candy.
It's delicious candy.
I like having one once in a while, but I like attaching them to things I sell as bonus gifts. Hint, buy stuff from me, you get candy.
He's got candy, boys and girls.
Yeah.
No, but that was a neat surprise from him. So if anyone knows of like a white fedora that would fit like a 4-inch figure, someone let me know.
Listeners, look into it, and then send it to Aaron along with a minifigure.
Yeah.
All right. Did you get anything else this week, or was that the...
pretty thin week here.
All right. Well, I got a couple little things of mixed topical notary. I got a Figure Arts Hard Boilder bike, and I got the same sticks Omega's got, and I got Japanese animated Rodimus, and he's pretty cool. He's... actually fully painted. He's cast in the exact same plastic color. As far as his paintable plastic goes, he's cast in the same plastic colors as the American Rodimus, and then painted with this far more maroon shiny paint. And then his palm plastic, or his unpaintable plastic, which I believe it's the unpaintable plastic, is molded in more of a maroon than the orange on the American one. Otherwise, he's the same toy. I like having him. Now I have 3 different versions of animated Rodimus.
Which is the definitive?
I think I'm becoming Proto Man. I don't really know. The clear one, of course, would be the least desirable, mostly because it doesn't look anything like any Rodimus. It looks like a ghost Rodimus. But if you like that, then of course that's the one you'll want. The Japanese animated one is the most fancy looking because it does have a very shiny paint job all over it. But it is also not very red. It's definitely maroon. And if you really want your Rodimus to be more of a red or orange, you'll want the American one. And also, if you don't want your Rodimus shiny, you'll want the American one. So
the American one's not screen accurate.
Screen accuracy! So, that's generally what I got. I've had a Figure Art and 2 Ultra Act toys in a box that shipped out on September 9th that still have not shown up. Don't know where they are. I'm pretty sure Petalian stole them because there's Ultraman in them. He covets those Ultraman. Let me tell you a thing or two. Shout out! So let's move along into listener questions. We've got 2 listener questions again. That's our favorite number. First one is from G1 Wheeljack, the man who was not offering Aaron any charity, even though Aaron asked him to send him free things. That was the guy, by the way. From the thread. I was talking about before.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yes.
Nice.
G1 Wheeljack says, quote, "Hey, I haven't sent any listener question in for a while, so I figured I'd give you guys something to ponder about. I'd also like if the even team could tackle these based on the first question applying better to them, colon. By the way, Lupus did have to step away because we have transcended the East Coast time barrier, so Aaron's next day is going to suck again."
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Blame Thunderwing. Question number 1.
Yeah.
Which of your motorcycle transformers do you feel fit in well with your Kamen Rider toys or vice versa? This goes for either the riders riding the transformers in vehicle mode or posing them together because they look cool or have design synergy. Don't ever use the word synergy seriously. It'll ruin your life. Okay, it's just a bit of advice for the future. Synergy is a word that will destroy your soul. Get it out of your vocabulary as soon as you can. Just trust me on this one. Please trust me on this one. And by the way, this question I decided was still valid because it's mostly about Transformers and which superheroes they'd look cool with. So, Omegas.
I've done a little bit of this. My review of the Figure Arts Decade, or Decado, however you like to pronounce it. Revenge of the Fallen RC seemed to fit with him fairly well.
Oh yeah, pink.
Yeah.
Decado!
That's true.
Well, I got him.
It's not really meant to be like, you know, what do you got? Well, I got this. Oh, I got this. Like, I'm just
dueling memories. Yeah. The same token, Chromia kind of works well with the end, so I have my pair of decade card-based, card-in-face riders with motorcycles. And completely off, Animated Prowl and Agito work fairly well together. Though I'm having trouble, despite having like three different scales of Kamen Rider action figures, I have yet to find like Transformer motorcycles that correctly fit any of them.
You have to have Motion Revives and some Deluxe Transformers. That's really the closest I've come.
I have Motion Revives and Deluxe Transformers. It seems they seem way too big.
Push them together harder.
Motorcycles do. It's your solution to everything.
It is. That's how I invented child. Do you have any other stuff to add to the question?
No, that's about it.
All right, Aaron.
They stay separate.
Racist.
Segregation. Separate but equal. Not always equal.
Equal segregation.
No, I'm trying to think how many motorcycle transformers I have that would even be near that scale. Maybe like an Animated Prowl is in that scale, but I don't know. I don't pose them that way because I don't think of them that way. One's one, one's the other.
Oh, geez. You got to do some substance and start mixing your plastics.
Yeah, we'll see.
So that's basically where you are?
Yeah.
All right. Well, really, I've never really found any figure arts fit that well with any motorcycles I have. I do like Deluxe Animated Prowl with Motion Revive the Bee, because they're both black and gold. Although my favorite duo recently, it went up on my Twitter a while ago, there's a picture of it, and it really worked well, was Deluxe Animated Rodimus and Kamen Rider Joker, because they're going to count up your crimes. They look pretty cool next to each other. I don't know.
Okay.
Robot mode. Just stand them next to each other and look at them. Trust me.
Sure. When I have my insanely expensive, exclusive figure art.
That's right. Go get one and then try it out, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's true. It's on my TwitPic or whatever my phone decides to upload it to that day. Go take a look. Moving along. Question number two. How often do you go back to play with, transform, or pose older Transformers from your collection? Are there certain ones you favor so much you take them down often? Or after you've had them for a while, do you just stick them on a shelf and maybe get back to them in a month? And do you feel any obligation to do so? Thanks for taking the time to answer these questions. Keep up the good work. P.S. I think you finally broke me. If all goes according to plan, I will be getting the SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Axel figure. Sorry, Kamen Rider Axel. Kamen Rider Axel figure. Despair waits for my wallet at the end of the finish line. So, Aaron, how do you answer the question?
When I get the opportunity to redo toy room displays, I'll go through and fidget with a lot of them, and what should really only take an hour or so ends up taking like a whole Saturday. Because I grab them, and then I'll have something going on the floor, and then be like, ooh, I should really go back to what I was doing in the first place. As for other than that, I mean, unfortunately, I see in myself a little bit of maybe over-collecting with as much as coming out. I mean, because, you know, I sat here and talked about the eight or so toys I got, and I've been fiddling with them for about a week, and unfortunately, now that I've talked about them, they very well may end up just in a pile of stuff to go upstairs and go up on shelves.
They're all like, oh no, he's talking so, about us. We heard what happens after that. We're going to be stuck up there with the Black Ironhide. No!
Why'd we get picked up 2 days before a show? Oh no! But that's the rough thing about transitioning from being somebody that gets the toys to being a collector is that, you know, I did the SH Max deal and busted out my collection, and I'm in the high 700, low 800 range. So it's not like I can go back and fiddle with all of my toys with any sort of regularity and be able to do anything else ever.
That should just be your job, fiddling with toys.
Yeah, yeah, it could be, I mean, a minute a toy, buy 800 toys, that's 800 minutes, that's
quite a few hours of time if that was just like 1 minute per toy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's way past the breaking point of it gets displayed and occasionally shifted around, and I'm afraid of the day that I move.
Boxes and bubble wrap is my suggestion.
A lot of Ziploc bags in big Tupperware. You leave some air in the Ziploc bag, and then that way they all act like the air pad pillows that you get in packaging for each other.
That's right.
And it keeps those boxes from weighing like 90 pounds.
All right, good answer. Omegas, how about you?
Well, this is kind of the benefit of having all of my collection displayed around me at all times, is I'll just like randomly just get up, reach out, and play with whatever my hand grabs first.
That sounds like an excellent tagline to some kind of horrific ad campaign.
Absolutely.
Get up, reach out, and play with whatever your hand touches first.
Quit teasing me. Give me the big one.
Bloom.
There's a few that I tinker with a little bit more often than others, Six Shot being one. Mm-hmm. I still take the Transformers Challenge from time to time. It's mostly a mood thing, though. Especially if I pick up something from like a movie line where the transformation is incredibly complicated and I have to learn, you know, 3D, 4D theoretical, you know, geometry to transform it. I kind of want to go, go to the shelves, three-step G1 toy. Great. Fun. So it really depends on the mood. There's a few that stand horribly neglected, looking at my build-to-rule toys. Mm-hmm. And there's a few that, you know, just nostalgia makes me go back to a lot, like the old Seekers, or a lot of the Cybertron toys get goofed around with a lot.
All right. On my own side of things, I actually don't really go back and mess with them that often, but doing videos has actually got me messing with older toys more often than I used to, because now, every now and then, I want to pull one off the shelf and do something video-wise with it, and then it's like, hey, now I got it kind of, and it's weird to say this, it's like, I got a reason to pull this guy down off the shelf and mess with him, even though, you know, the reason is always existing, which is to mess with something around my desk, but no, I don't very often specifically go looking for any certain older figure in all my shelves or drawers. It's usually just whatever is at hand or whatever would suit something I'm working on. Making media about toys has added this really weird stigma to toys, which is that, like, okay, what can I do with this one? And then I think, like, well, back in the day, what I'd do with it is I'd just mess with it while I'm watching TV, and I'm like, man, what happened there? But that's really my position right now. It may change sometime. Hope that those answers. I hope now I'm starting to do typos like these guys do typos in the listener questions. Hope those answers satisfied you, G1 Wheeljack. Our next listener question comes from YouTube and a fellow named Mr. Yuigob, who said, quote, that this may be a WTF TFW question if I like. And I was like, of course I'd like. So his first question is, what qualifies something to be a stolen Chinese toy? He got a Scout Breacher on July 29th. He wants to know if it's a stolen Chinese toy. It depends where you got it. If you got it from a store in North America, then it definitely is not a stolen Chinese toy if it was a big chain store. If you got it while in Malaysia or mainland China or something like that, it actually may well be stolen Chinese, or it may simply have hit the shelves there before it hit the shelves in North America. That's much harder to tell. If you got it loose off of eBay, then it probably was a stolen Chinese toy. So, if it came in a Ziploc bag, it was
basically if you own it before it hit any shelf anywhere.
Yeah, but then again, I'm not sure where Mr. Yuigob's located, and if he's located in Asia somewhere, like China, in Hong Kong especially, their Toys R Us's will get toys at the same time as some stolen Chinese toy eBay sellers, just because that's where the factories are. So the crates got there first
and goes straight over to the place. It's not having to go from one warehouse to another warehouse to a customs place to an overseas shipping container to a customs place to a warehouse to a distribution center to the back room of your store.
My mind is blown.
Yeah.
But
so
it
all depends. If you got it from a eBay auction, that you know, was a shaky photo, then yeah, that's probably off the lunchtime special.
But don't worry about it either way. Unless you really specifically want to get a stolen Chinese toy so you can up your street cred, then the best way to do that would be to hit up eBay. Because I don't know where in China those guys get. I hear it's the back alleys. You got to head down there with the cardboard box and not looking too gaijin or whatever it is they say in mainland China. But Mr. Uigob, second question. He says it's a question for Omegas Prime / TJ and Vangelis. His question is, you guys like Kamen Rider. Will you choose Kamen Rider or Transformers? So I thought to make this more interesting, I want to have Aaron answer the question twice, once as me and once as Omegas. So as Omegas, Aaron, what's your answer for the question?
Okay, can only pick one?
Mm-hmm.
It would be Kamen Rider for Omegas.
And why would that be?
More of that appears on his YouTube channel, and he gets to wear the funky belts.
Okay. I was wondering if YouTube was going to play into this. Like, I was like, maybe he'll suddenly can know. It's more on his YouTube channel. Okay, now, Aaron, now you're me. How do you answer the question?
Scream!
My voice is...
I will support that answer.
My voice is not that deep. All right, well, I hope that answers your question.
My throat's sore. It's coming up on midnight local time after being up till 1 o'clock the night before. And... here, try to work it. Scream! That was a little bit too high, wasn't it?
Maybe you could do it just one more time.
Let's work one. See if I can get one in the middle here. Scream! That was more of a hee.
It's all right.
I'm goofy, and I think I bothered the dogs with that second one.
What is he doing now?
All of a sudden, heard some collars shaking. You're like, come on, it's midnight, Dad. You should be asleep. What the hell?
He shoots spring-loaded missiles at us. He throws that little insect toy at us, and now he's making weird noises. But I hope that answered your question, Mr. Uigob. Or at least I hope that it was entertaining for you to listen to. Because we have one last thing to talk about tonight, and we really should get to it before Aaron dies. And that is a spoiler topic.
This is the spoiler section. From this point forward, the virginity of your experience with upcoming Transformers media will be at fatal risk. You have been warned. Turn back now, or bear your penance for eternity.
We now may know the name of Patrick Dempsey's character in Transformers 3. Are you guys as pumped as I am?
God, I don't know if I can handle it.
Okay. Yes. Are you ready to hear the name? Dylan.
Wow.
Of Dylan's penthouse.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
My mind is blown.
He has a fight with Sam Witwicky, and he's Michaela Baines' boss.
Yeah. Yeah. How old was that Michaela's boss? That rumor was from May.
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron, has this changed the movie for you?
No.
Who do you think Dylan is? Do you think that he is Zarak?
I think he's a player.
Ooh, do you think that
Trump Hotel? Come on.
You think that's what happened to Michaela?
Yep.
They're gonna walk by his building and they're like, well, Michaela's in there now. I don't see her anymore.
Human trafficking. And,
oh, dude.
You gotta pay those debts, and you can't expect to get that much money and not have to pay it back sometime.
Well, he said that his role is much darker than others. And I went to a pretty dark place. Omegas, Dylan, are you going to cosplay Dylan?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I'm offended by the Dylan character.
Are you offended by his collection of cars?
I don't support the Dylan character.
I'm boycotting.
No. See, Dylan is like, you rearrange the letters, and it's Landy, which is the nickname of Landquake.
Mm-hmm.
I think this guy is, like, masquerading.
He's a pretender? He's
like, oh, I was going to say Power Master, since he's got all these cars laying around. I think he just hops into them every now and then.
He just, like, curls literally up in a fetal position?
Yep, legs behind his head. Oh, face plants into the engine block.
Patrick Dempsey, you better learn how to do that, or I'm going to be disappointed when I see you in the movie. But speaking of Michaela Baines, look who just said that she's going to watch Transformers 3 after all, ellipses from... okay, I said Nibbum Ratchet before, and that's because I like to pronounce things as they are written, because I find that keeps me awake and...
That's why I changed my username.
And Rowdy. That's right, Axsmith. but I believe that actually stands for New in Box Mint Ratchet. So the word Nibbum is also sometimes pronounced New in Box Mint, and the word Ratchet is always pronounced Ratchet. Megan Fox may have left the cast of Transformers 3, but apparently she might still see the movie. She was at the Toronto Film Festival, and she was promoting the film Passion Play, and she was interviewed by MTV, and she said, quote, I will see it. I'm going to see it. I might be a little jealous when I see somebody kissing my Shia, in brackets LaBeouf, wearing my jeans that I, ellipses, had already been fit for. It's kind of weird, actually, is what Megan Fox said. So,
How dare you equate her
What are you talking about? That's what Megan Fox sounds like. Didn't you watch Transformers?
No, was that in the behind the scenes footage?
Yeah, in the movie.
Yeah,
you
know? She just happened to sound when like she's, Christopher when she's Walken? When she's not doing her voice, that's what she sounds like.
Say it, Sam. Say it. I love you, Sam. Say it. You know, Revenge of the Fallen. So, are you guys pumped that Megan Fox might be in the audience with you when you see the movie Omegas?
Just because it means she won't be in the movie itself, yeah.
Oh, cold.
Wow.
She might cut you up and leave you in an alley for that one, man. You gotta watch your back when you go see the movie now. Don't call her Megan the Butcher Fox for nothing.
No, it's okay. I'll show her a good screenplay and she'll get scared and run off.
Dude, Passion Play... Actually, I have no idea what Passion Play is. I can't even... make any kind of equation there. Aaron, how do you feel about seeing the movie with Megan Fox? Would you do it? Would you buy the popcorn, or would you get her to buy the drinks?
She'd have to buy both of them. She is a movie star.
Cold!
Just saying. I mean, she got the money, even though she's not working in this one.
Colder!
And I'm half awake when I'm working, because we're staying up late for podcasts.
Hey-o! So, Megan Fox does not hate Transformers. There you go. If you're really happy about that, please post in the thread. If you're really angry about that, don't post in the thread, but instead go post on Twitter, because that's where the action is right now.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a thing or two. Anyway, that's been the spoiler section. I hope we didn't. If you heard that by accident, I hope we didn't ruin the movie for you with those tidbits. But we are now done for the evening. This has been WTF episode 114 for September 23, 2010. I am Vangelis. That was Lupus, Omegas, and Aaron. And Aaron, how would you like to stay up and record a couple hours of listener question supplementals? Huh? Sound fun?
Ugh.
Sounds like ugh. Well, like good night, everybody, and we'll talk to you later.
Good night.
Bye.
It means, but you got some badass perpetrators that are here to stay.